Well, good morning, everyone. Good to see you at church today. I'm pleased you didn't lose your way or that you found us all right. Today, our service is all about lost and found. But let's start off with a song. Every move I make. So get up and get your arms and legs ready to do lots of robot moves.
Let us bless God forever.
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, one with us in sorrow and in joy. Let us bless God forever. We are one in the Spirit who fills the church, breath of life making all things new. Let us bless God forever. Come and worship the holy and glorious Trinity as we pray together. God of the feast, your wisdom calls us, your word teaches us, and your love feeds us here. Give us grace to welcome one another as you have welcomed us in Christ Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Well, lost and found. Today we're talking about lost and found. As many of you would know, I moved house on the weekend, and it's chaos at my place. And you know, I've got two lost and found stories to tell you. The first one is, on Friday night, after we'd spent all day moving, my friend had come up from Brisbane to help me, which was wonderful, because I don't know how I would have done it without her. Anyway, we'd cleaned and cleaned at the other house, and we'd shifted all the stuff with the moving men's help, thank goodness for moving men, and we got there and we were unpacking and there was paper everywhere and boxes everywhere, and it came to dinner time and we were going to go out for dinner because I couldn't find the food, and my friend said, "Where's the soap?" And do you know, we couldn't find the soap anywhere to wash our hands. It was terrible. I thought I was going to have to go to the shop and buy some soap. And we looked everywhere. We looked in the boxes called bathroom, which is where you'd expect to find it, right? And then I remembered. I remembered where I'd put it. I'd put it in my sponge bag so I wouldn't lose it. Boy, were we pleased that we found the soap. So anyway, that was good. That was my bad losing things story from moving. I hope that's as bad as it gets. This morning, I was ready to come to church, and I didn't know how long it would take me to come to church from my new house. I knew it would take me a little bit longer, so I was ready to leave a little bit early. Just as well, I looked everywhere. I couldn't find my keys. I couldn't find my car keys anywhere. Now, picture this. I've got the big kitchen bench with a nice end bit on it where you can sit at. I've got a big dining room table, flat surface, right? Covered with things out of boxes. Lots and lots of things out of boxes all over it. I thought, I know I had the car keys yesterday because I was out in the car. Where are the car keys? So I looked through everything that was on the kitchen table. Not there. Everything that was on the bench. Lifted up things that were on the kitchen bench. Not there. Thought, oh no, don't say I've put it in the big box of paper that's ready to go to the recycling bin. Oh, so I shook that and didn't hear the keys rattling. And I thought, I wonder if I left them in the car so that I wouldn't forget where they were. And I went out to the car and I found them. Oh boy, I was so pleased. I found the keys. I was just so pleased. So they're my really bad, I've only been there for 2 days, so that's my two really bad moving house stories. But I was just so pleased to find my keys and my soap that you'd hardly believe how pleased I was. You can imagine though, can't you? So I'm sure as I unpack my very large number of boxes, I will find a whole lot of things that I'd forgotten that I had because I packed up weeks and weeks ago. But so I'm sure there'll be some more exciting discoveries. But those two things I was really happy to find. So our scripture today, which I hope is up here because I didn't even check, it is. Our scripture today is all about, Jesus is teaching people about losing things and finding them. So let me read to you from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verses 1 to 10. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbours together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who do not need to repent. Or, says Jesus, suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Does she not light a lamp, sweep the house? I thought I was going to have to do that to find my keys. And search carefully until she finds it. And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbours together and says, "Rejoice with me, I found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Okay, for your first activity today, there's a treasure hunt. I've lost some money. There's silver coins hidden around in the church. Search, find, see what you can find. Okay, in your goodie bags, you'll find a piece of star-shaped paper and a pencil. What you should do, could I borrow someone's money, please? All right, only one piece is necessary. You can hang on to that. Did you get one, Joy?
Yeah.
Good, excellent. So find your goodie bag. Now you're going to do a coin rubbing of the found coin. So you get a hard surface. Use your head if you need to, or the floor, or a Bible from the pew. And carefully rub the surface of the coin with the pencil. So you should get the shape. Oh yes, mine's come out. It's a little echidna. There you go. Now, what I want you to write on there, what I want you to write around the edge of your big star is each one, it's five words, you guessed that, didn't you? Because I always do five words. Each one matters to Jesus. Each one matters to Jesus. Hooray, good. Do another rubbing. Whoops. Yep. Each one matters to Jesus. So every single one of those lost coins, or lost sheep, or lost people, matters to Jesus. So Jesus cares about every single one. Each one matters to Jesus. Well, you can write it in the spikes of the stars. Indy's done that. That's really clever. How did you go with your coin rubbing? Everyone managed to find a coin to rub? Now, with that money that you found, you can put it in the collection later if you want to, or you can keep it and take it home to remember or spend at the shop. That's all right. That's up to you. Mind you, most of them were 5-cent pieces, so if you've got something more than that, you're very lucky. Okay, we all got a coin. Hold up your coin rubbing. Hold up your coin rubbing. Let's see it. Oh, wow. Really good. Nice work, everyone. Well done. Okay, so we remember that the Lord Jesus died so that sins would be forgiven. Oh, there's a bird trying to get out. Could someone open the side door, please, to let that birdie out? Thank you. We remember that the Lord Jesus died so that sins would be forgiven. We ask God's forgiveness as we pray together. Holy God, we disobey your commandments. We resist your call, and we fail again and again to live in your generous love. We are sorry for all that we do wrong. We ask you to forgive us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Your sins are forgiven and your failures are forgotten. May you live by the Spirit's transforming power through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Hello, friendos. Here we go. So today we're starting a new series called Parables Retold. For those of you who don't know, a parable is a simple story Jesus told to illustrate a teaching. He would tell these stories to get his point across and to help the people listening better understand his lesson. In this Parables Retold series, we'll look at different parables in a fun way and still learn the same lessons. The first parable we'll look at is called the Parable of the Lost Sheep. This can be found in Luke 15, and it's verses 1 to 7. At this time, Jesus was teaching and eating with a group of sinners, and there was a group of religious leaders nearby who criticized him for associating with those people. They said, "He takes sinners and eats meals with them, treating them like old friends." Jesus hears them and begins to tell a story. "Suppose one of you had 100 sheep and lost one of them. Wouldn't you leave the 99 and go after the lost one until you found it?" Found that sheep, you can be sure that you would put it on your shoulders, rejoicing, and carry it home. And when you got home, you would call your friends and neighbors and say, "Come celebrate with me, I've found my lost sheep." Count on it. There's more joy in heaven over one lost sinner's rescued life than over 99 good people in no need of rescue. What a story. Let's talk about it a little bit. So it starts off with the religious leaders who are looking down on Jesus for spending time with these people who are known as sinners. These religious leaders thought very highly of themselves and thought they had absolutely no sin in their lives. They thought that Jesus must absolutely not know what he's talking about, since he has stooped so low as to talk with sinners. Well, instead of defending his actions or arguing, Jesus tells them the story. Now in the story, the shepherd could very easily have said to the sheep, "Get out of here, good riddance, I don't need you." But he doesn't. He loves and values that sheep so much that he can't let it remain lost. He went searching with all of his might for that one sheep. And when he finds it, he isn't mad or angry at the sheep. He lifts it onto his shoulders and carries it home. He celebrates and rejoices that that sheep is home safely again. And that's how God feels towards us. Sometimes we are the 99 sheep that are safe with the rest of the group. Maybe we like to feel safe and we don't want the lost sheep to mess things up for us. But sometimes we're that one lost sheep and we stray away and we become lost. Well, God knows each one of us individually and would absolutely go searching for any one of us. And when he found us, he wouldn't blame us or be angry. He would celebrate that we're back home. At the end of the story, Jesus says, "Count on it. There's more joy in heaven over one sinner's rescued life than over 99 good people in no need of rescue." When we lose our way, I think it's really easy to have those thoughts of, "I've messed up way too much. I can't be loved until I fix myself. I'm not worthy of being found until I'm a better person." But right here in the story, Jesus says there is a party in heaven every time a sinner's life is rescued. Every time a person comes to God, they've been found. They're alive in Jesus. We all mess up and make mistakes. But what we can learn from this story is that even though we mess up, God is ready and willing to go searching for us because he loves us. He's ready to bring us back home because we are worthy of that love. And he is ready to celebrate our homecoming because he's filled with joy that we're found. So if you're ever feeling like that lost sheep and feeling like you've made way too many mistakes to be loved, know that God is incredibly happy to welcome you back home with open arms. So if you liked this video today, be sure to like and share and subscribe, but more importantly, spread some love. See you next time, friends.
Not bad.
Okay, so what were the five words? Each one matters to Jesus. Okay. In your goodie bag today, you have a sheep. You have a sheep. A genuine sheep. You have a round, a flower shape. There might be a black one. Has anyone got a black sheep? There's one black sheep. Hooray! And there's a little three-leaf thing, which is its face, and there's a little two-leaf thing, which is its foot. So, watch what I do. You peel the sticky off the back, the double-sided sticky off the back of the face, and stick it to the front of the sheep's face, body, like that. Okay? This is not a hard craft, you just need the three pieces. Then, you take the double... Rui will be good at this because we've made these at craft before, but it's been a couple of years. Then you take the double-sided sticky off the back of the feet and you put it on the other side, not on the same side where the face is, but you put it on the back so that you've got a sheep with a face and a sheep with legs on that side, and if you turn it round, you only see the leg part. Okay, then you'll need to take your pencil and draw it eyes. So there we are. There's a sheep. That sheep is for you to take home. Done it? Oh, there's a nice sheep at the back. Let's see if they go bah. Bah. Hold it up and go bah. Bah. So take those sheep home to remind you that we can all wander off like sheep from time to time, but that God always loves us and always comes out looking for us. And it doesn't matter whether we're a black sheep or a white sheep or a grey sheep or even a green sheep, God will always come out looking for us. So let's keep the sheep to remember what kind of a reckless love, which is our next song, God has for us. He leaves everything behind to come find us. So let's stand up and sing.
Spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind. shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me.
Let us affirm our faith in the God who loves us so much that he always comes looking for us. Faith, this is an affirmation of faith based on the letter to the Hebrews. Faith is the confident assurance that what we hope for is going to happen. God gives his approval to people because of their faith. Universe was formed at God's command, that what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. By faith, we can bring acceptable offerings to God, of which he will approve, showing that we are his righteous people.
By faith,
we will be taken to heaven, because we ourselves are acknowledged as pleasing to God. It is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that there is a God and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. Therefore, since we are part of a community of faith, let us get rid of all that slows us down. And let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us by keeping our eyes on Jesus, on whom our faith depends from start to finish. Amen. Would you like to sit down now for a time of prayer?
Heavenly Father, we thank you today that we were so lost and you found us, that we are so loved by you, that you came looking for us and restored us to your kingdom. God, there are whole countries in this world which are lost, which don't know you. We pray, Lord, that they will discover that you are looking for them, that you are seeking to bring them back to you. Open their eyes, Lord, to your love for them. Father, there are many in our country for whom life is really difficult. And today we think especially of those who are terribly affected by drought, by fire, by illness, by fear, and by poverty. Find them, Lord, and bring them home. Bring the rain, quench the drought, and fires and bring peace to their lives. Jesus, open our eyes to those in our local area who are lost. Open us up to the people who live around us, the friends we have, those we work with, those we go to school with, and remind us that they are your lambs. Give us the courage to shepherd them into your flock. Find them, Lord, and prepare their hearts. Oh, Father, we thank you many times over for the tremendous way in which you have brought us all home to you through the incredible sacrifice of your Son. Amen. And as our Saviour Jesus Christ taught us, we pray.
Turn to your places for our offertory song as we celebrate our awesome God.
Thank you.
Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation. Through your goodness we have these gifts to share. Accept and use our offerings for your glory and for the service of your kingdom. Amen. The Spirit of God be with you.
And also with you.
Lift your hearts to heaven. Let us give thanks to God. All glory to you, giver of life, sufficient and full for all creation. Accept our praises, living God, for Jesus Christ, the one perfect offering for the world, who in the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this to remember me." After supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many to forgive sins. Do this as often as you drink it to remember me." Here now, with this bread and wine, we celebrate God's great acts of liberation, ever present and living in Jesus Christ, crucified and risen, who was and is to come. Amen. This morning, Val and Joan are going to be our prayer ministers, and they'll pray for you in the corner if you have a prayer need.
See, the lame will walk, the dead will live.
Most loving God, Creator and Redeemer, we give you thanks for this foretaste of your glory. Through Christ and with all your saints, we offer ourselves and our lives to your service. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to stand with you in the world. Amen. Okay, so let's stand for the blessing. God, who has called you, is faithful. Go into the world with joy, forgive generously, love extravagantly, live abundantly. And may the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon us now and forever. Amen. Now, in this final song, we get a chance to dance. We haven't danced for quite a few Sundays. So let's go.
Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Oh, ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. He's got a flock of lambs who know him. Robbers can't steal him from his hand. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Went through the fence looking for some friends. God saw me scram, so he brought me back again. Cause I'm alive, ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. You got to follow where he's going. God will take you in the promised land. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. He's got a flock of lambs who know him. Robbers can't steal him from his hand. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs.
Scratch it, Carl, scratch it.
Tried many moves, tried getting loose, tried petting zoos, but I knew they wouldn't do. Cause I'm a lamb, ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. You gotta follow where he's going. God'll take you in the promised land. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs.
Ba 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 ba, we're lambs.
Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. He's got a flock of lambs who know him. Robbers can't steal him from his hand. Ba 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 ba, we're lambs. Ba, we're lambs.